And Davchav Dalid Amad Aleph, we are towards the end of Taisvis, which starts on Davchav Gimel Amad Beis Dibre Rameya. Vim Taima Dohoche Lechayish Rameya Lemise. Now Taisvis is finished with, before being Mevarer, the Shitis of Yod Yesh Breire, Ein Breire. Vim Taima Nukashe Dohoche Lechayish Rameya Lemise. Chameya is not chayish lemisa, taisvis lochayra means, because we, the Gemara wanted to say, according to Abai, chameya is not chayish lebkiyas hanoid. Beperik arbo achim knan, dalet achim, shnaim hem nesuin shtei achoyes. You had four brothers, two married, two sisters, umesu anesuyim achyes, and the two brothers that married the two sisters died. So the Mishnah says that the other two brothers should make sure to give chalitza to the two sisters, and they should not be miyabim them. Before Shasan Bigmar, and the Gemara says, what is the reason for this? Mishum de Kosova osa levato mitzvas yevomen. That a person is not permitted to do a pu'ule, which from this pula will come out a bitl mitzvahs yevomim. What does that mean? The dilme ademiyabim chat, you have two sisters which are falling liyibum from two brothers. So there's a mitzvahs yevomim on both sisters. Now, if he'll be miyabim, if you have left over, let's say you had four brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuben and Shimon were nifte, so it's left over Levi and Yehuda. The dilme ademiyabim chat, if Levi will be miyabim, Mayis idoch. So, while Levi is miyabim, one of the sisters, so his other brother might die. So now, what will the din be? So come out that that let's say he was miyabim Eishes Reuven, so Eishes Shimon, it will be impossible to be mekayim mitzvah yibum, because she became an erva, she became achois ishtoi. V'kabotalto mitzvahs yevomim. So it comes out, by Reuven being miyabim, Eishes Reuven, he'll be mevatel mitzvahs yibum from Eishes Shimon. So therefore he gives chalitza to her. So he gives chalitza to Eishes Reuven, so memele, so he'll give chalitza to Eishes Shimon also. So afilu, Yehuda will die, so he can give chalitza to Eishes Shimon. So he won't be mevatel mitzvahs yevomim. That's what the Gemara says. So we asked him to make Yibum because we're afraid. We asked Levi to make Yibum because Yehuda might die. Vahi Mishne Rabbi Meir, and this Mishne is going according to Rameik, the Muchik Pek Beis the Yibomis, Mishum Destamas Nisan Rameir. So Memele, so we see that Rameir is Chayish Lamisa. By us we say Rameir isn't Chayish Lamisa. So therefore, if you're not Chayish Lamisa, Levi make Yibum, and Yehuda also make Yibum. There's nothing wrong with that. V'yeshloima v'lekuli alma chayshin en osam lemisa. Everyone agrees that you're chayish lemisa over there. The la'achar sheyibem la'achas pa'omim shemamtim asheni zman godol milachlitz. It could very well be after the first one was miyabim. The second one will take a lot of time. Milachlitz amaliyabim. V'chayshine shemayomas bintayim. That means we do not know when he'll decide to give chalitz or yibum. Levi could give yibum right away. And Yehuda could decide to be miyabim in 10 years. And he could die the 9th year. So it's a zman merube. So as man merube shem yomus, Rameh is also chayish lemise. Avo shem yomus bizman muet lechashinin kibikiyas hanoi dahoche. Rameh only said by shem yomus that one is permitted to be mafresh ne lugim saniyosid lahafresh, and we're not chayish bikiyas hanoi. That you're not chayish for, because that's as man muet. As man muet, you're not chayish shem yomus shem yibok hanoi. Fractaisvis v'im toima v'holoi chayish rameir l'shemo meis disman berube beperi kol aged. You have to know the Gemara in Gittin says like the first Akimta we had of Abaye, that Rameyer is not Chayish, or Rameyer or Rabbi Yehuda. Rameyer is not Chayish Lamisin, Rabbi Yehuda is Chayish Lamisin. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah of the Ktoni Bas Yisrael and the Suhla Koyin Volach Bailolam Dinas Ayom, Echeles Betrume, Becheska Shehu Kayim, Vabaye Leimafle Kosom, Ben Shemo Meis, Le Shemo Yomus. Abaye doesn't differentiate between Shemo Meis, Le Shemo Yomus. Now, Abaye said that Mishnah that says that Holach Bailam Dinis Yom Echeles Betrum, which is speaking about a Zman Merube, goes according to Rameyer, who holds Yinat Chayish for Shema Yomos. So Abaye learns out Shema, just like Yinat Chayish for Shema Yomos, Yinat Chayish for Shema Meis. He doesn't differentiate between these two. So we see that Abaye, that's close. The Mishnah is speaking about Afilo Shemo Meis Lizman Merube, Yinat Chayish. And if Abaye doesn't differentiate between Shemo Meis and Shemo Yomus, so it would seem that Shemo Yomus, you're also not Chayish Lizman Merube. Bisugye de Shmait in the Perik Shaini de Yavom is Kabaye. And that Mahalach in the Mishnah, that the reason Besugi de Shmait de Perk Shaini de Yavomis Kabai, the Mashma de Kibla Abaye Mirabe. So that's Taisvis Kasha. So Taisvis Kasha is, that how does it stem? How does, if we see that we're not Chayish for Shema, we are Chayish from Isa Buzman Merube, by Shema Yomus, and Abai was Madame Shema Meis, Le Shema Yomus. Yeshloima Dabaye Madame Pere Kolaget, Shosha de Shema Meis, Dizman Merube, Le Shema Yomus Lalta. Abai said that Shema Meis, Lizman Merube, is similar to Shema Yomus Lalta. The man de Chayish Lahai, Chayish Lahai. So Abai just said as follows. Rameyer is not Chayish L'Shema Yomos La'alta. He's not Chayish of L'Shema Yiboka Anoi. So Rameyer is not Chayish L'Shema Meis L'Zman Merube. Rav Yehuda is Chayish L'Shema Yomos La'alta. He's Chayish L'Shema Yiboka Anoi. So Rav Yehuda is Chayish L'Shema Meis L'Zman Merube. So he's medame Shemo Meis l'Shemo Yomus. Avol pshite, de loy legamri medame Shemo Meis l'Shemo Yomus l'alta. Da Rabbi Yehuda dachayish l'Shemo Yomus l'alta gabi kiyas hanoid. Vim timtza loy me dachayish nami l'Shemo Meis l'alta. Im kein eishes koyim, she yotza baylo mi pesach beiso l'yseichel betrume. So soon as a husband goes out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she should be also titrumi mekivin shenis alam baila meyeneh. So if you medame legamri shema meis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you medame shema meis lo shema yomus, yechash ve shema yomus lalta, b'tzor she baila tomi lefoneh, b'shor she hi oicheles. Now, Taisviz says here a cheshbin, and the Maskonas Acheshman is as follows, that Abaye holds, according to Rameya, just like he's not Chayish for Shemo Yomus La'alta, he's not Chayish for Shemo Meis L'Zman Merube. Rabbi Yehuda, who is Chayish for Shemo Yomus La'alta, he is Chayish for Shemo Meis L'Zman Merube, but Shemo Meis La'alta, he's not Chayish. These are the words of Taisvis. Here we have to understand what the lumdus is, what is the connection between Shema Yomus L'Alta, Shema Meis L'Zman Merube, or Shema Meis L'Alta Yenat Chayish. What is the lumdus of all these halachas that Taisvis mentioned? Perhaps we can say that Pshat in Taisvis is as follows. Rameyer is not chayish for shemo yomus lauter, and he's not chayish lo shemo meis lezman merubem. What is the reason for these both halachas? So, I think the reason is as follows. Vilklera shayli, you have a person who's alive now, Vilklera shemo yomus lauter. Will he die lauter? There's a shayla, but lauter is next 5 days, next 7 days, next 30 days, not upon him, this is man la'alta. Are you chayish for this? So perhaps we can say, live people who are alive today will be alive in 30 days. The zichem estama arubed lesa kamon. Live people alive today will be alive la'alta. They'll be alive in 10 years. That is not live anymore. Shema Yomos Lusman Merube, there's no Reif. But Shema Yomos La'alta, there is a Reif. Reif, Mestama Reif tells us that he'll be alive in the next 5 days, next 7 days. That is Shema, so Mamela, that, therefore Rameya held, you're not high Shema Yomos La'alta, you have a Reif. Shema Meis Lusman Merube, her husband left his wife, he's a Kohen, he went away. 30 years pass by. I'm claiming Ashayla is still alive. So Shema Meish also not chayish. Why not? Here there's no roif, but here there's a chazoke. There's a cheskes chay. The Torah says Yishtalan chazoke. He was alive when he left. Every day you claim Ashayla, did the matzav change? So I say no, the matzav didn't change. So I'm permitted to assume I have a din of chazoke that he's still alive. So Mamela says, Shema Yomus La'alter, I have a birur of roif. Shema Meis Lachas Man Merub, I have a birur of chazoke. So minatayre, you could rely on roif, you could rely on chazoke. If the Rabbonin were machmer, the Rabbonin Rabbeinu holds the Rabbonin weren't machmer. So it's good enough, roif is good enough, chazoke is good enough. So Mamela, that's Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yehuda was machmer. So that's the mir the chash of Rabbi Yehuda Shem Yomus La'alter or Shem Meis La'achas Man Merube is a chumra de Rabbono. He was machmer. I mean, l'chay de zicher aroyim and the zicher chazoke, and he was machmer. So pshat is so he was chayish. But even though in a Torah you could rely on roiv and chazoke, but since perhaps there's a miut hamotzi, people might die. La'alta, they might die la'achazman. So, midrabona, we're chayish. We don't rely on roi, we don't rely on chazake. But now, Taisva says, but shemo meis la'alta, afilu, Rabbi Yehuda is moide that you're not chayish. Now, what is the maila of shemo meis la'alta? Perhaps you could say there's a roiv and a chazoke. That means if he walked out of the door, declaring a shayla, did he die the next minute? Is he dead now? So l'chayre, you have mistama a roiv and a chazoke, that mistama a person who was alive a minute ago didn't die the next minute. Could be you have a roiv and a chazoke. Perhaps that's one way we could explain this. Perhaps another way we could explain this is as follows. There's a beautiful beer that the Gedolei Achronim tell us in the Din of Chazoke. There's two types of the, we learn out Chazoke from the Goyim. The Goyim walked into the house, he saw the Nega, he went out, and then he's metame the house. So the Shaila is, who says that the Nega is the same size that it was when he saw it? Maybe when he walked out, it changed its size and that's not Tomei anymore. So we learn from here that you go Bosa Chazoke. So the Achreinim say, the Sherim, the Chem, the Shleimim, the Bemisim, there's two types of Chazoke. There's one Gedder of Chazoke, that the Gedder of Chazoke is, you're not Mechuyif to Kler. The Torah said, why should you declare a change? You have no legitimate reason to declare that there was a change. So you don't declare that. That's one din in chazoke. That din is called a biru. That's it's a fakert. I don't declare. So I assume that it's the same. And they have no right to assume that it's not the same, that it changed. That's one din of a chazakah. There's another type of a chazakah. For example, let's say that you had an isha was an ashes ish, and the husband threw a get to her. Now it's a suffix, was it korav law? It's a suffix that she get. To Adim say it was korav law, to Adim says it's korav law. So, b'meila, I have a suffix. So what do you do? So you tell her on chazaka, you tell her on cheska say sheshish. She was an sheshish. Before I say she's still an sheshish. Do you say over here also that the lumdus is, achzuki reyes bechdile vachzakin? You have no right to declare she became a sheshish. And you see, I can't say over here. I should have a right to declare. I have a suffix lefaneinu. I have two edim so that say that it was korav law, that she was geget. I have a real suffix. It is also a din chazaka. But here, this din chazaka is a different din chazaka in Gansen. This din chazaka is a halacha. If you don't know what to do, al tetziyana mechaskosa. That means that's a din anhoge. That if you don't know how to firzich, so you should firzich. Misafik al tetziyana mechaskosa, you should firzich the way you firzich before. Before she had a din eishishish, so she firzich. Weiter that she has a din of an eishishish. This is not a chazaka hamavareres. This is a real suffix, but it's a din anhoge. Halachically, I assume that her status did not change. Not that I have a reason to assume that. I really have, my doubts are great, but halachically, if it is a suffix, so memeila yishtel am chazokim. So there are two dinim in chazokim. There's one din of chazokim that is a biru, and the lomdus is you have no right to clear, to wonder if her status changed. And then there's another din chazake, a din that there is zikha, a right to be mistapik. But the halacha is, you say her status didn't change, halachically. So it could be that Rabbi Yehuda was machmer. He said, Yechayish l'misa la'alta. Yechayish Lemisa Lizman Merube Shamayomus Laalta. That is only when Beetzim there is a suffix. Like me, a husband went away. He's away for 30 years, and Yeklan Geshalas is still alive. So it could be perhaps 30 years is a zman that people do die. So it could be that here you can't say there's no suffix. Achzuki Reis Bechdi Loim Achzakina. Don't clear. Why should he clear? Mechitese, he died. What do you mean Mechitese, he died? He was 70 years old when he left. What do you mean Mechitese, he died? The Zicha Svore could be the Zicha Mechitese. Now there's a halacha that al Titsiyenu Mecheskoso. She was permitted to eat till now the Cheskos Chai. That remains. This halacha, so Rabbi Yehuda was machma mida rabbonim. He said, Rabbonu mida rabbonim, you can't sell a chazoka, so she's not allowed to eat truma. The same Rabbi Yehuda said that Shema Yomus La'alta is also, there's no din chazak over there. There is only a din roi. So could be he said, that is roi people won't die. But al kaponim could be there's only also psahalocha of roi. It's not a biru. So memele, so there Rabbi Yehuda was machmer. Rabbi Yehuda said that no, we have to be chai Shema Yomus La'alta, and therefore she's also titrume. Shema meis lizman merube, so she's also titrume. But shema meis la'alta, that is a gather of, I have no right to declare if he died or not. Achzuki reis bechdi loim achzakina. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds loichashina and shema meis. Could be this is pshat and taisus. Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Shimon oisrim. We heard that by, Melekech Yaimi Bein Akusim, we heard that Rameyer was matter to be mafrish, and Rabbi Yudev, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon Oisra. Ho de boi le meimer, so the Gemara said as follows, that, the Gemara said that, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael hold, one wanted to say that they hold ein breire. That's the svara of Rameya. Of Rabbi Yehuda. Rameya is, Misa de Shriche is Chayish, Kies Hanoi, das Natschrich ist Leuchayisch, und Rabbi Yehuda, who ist Take Natchayisch, Wadigir ist Natchayisch, Lamisa ist Natchayisch, Lubekies Hanoi also. The time Rabbi Yehuda was, that was the Maskonis of Gemal Libet Abay, the time Rabbi Yehuda was, because he holds Ein Breire. Ho, and then the Gemara asked Akashe, I, Rabbi Yehuda told Rameyer, I, Shemo Yiboka Hanoi, so the Gemara said, yeah, he told Ramei, I hold Ein Breire, but according to you, you should be Chayesh Hashem Yiboka Hanoi, which is really very, very modne. That means he himself doesn't hold the Svav Hashem Yiboka Hanoi, and he just wants to pressure Ramei that he should be Machma Hashem Yiboka Hanoi. Hotaboy Lameima Bishmaitin, Be'erevin, Be'gitin, Be'merube, Taimit Rabidim Shem Delesle Breire, Afal Gam Diktoni, Be'hedim Shem Be'kiyas Hanoi, Tchvosei Ashkech in Tuve, we find this a lot of times in Shas, Shein HaGemorah Choyshev Iker Tam Oisei Tam HaMafurish. That sometimes a person can give a reason, that is not the true reason of why he paskins like this. The Mishnah Perek HaTaruvis, Gabi Yabori Tamimim Shnei Sarvo Bebori Balmum, Perek Shlishi Deshvuiz, Gabi Shvuiz Loi Oichel Bo'ochel Kol Shulchayev, Divi Rabbi Kive, Perek Shaini Demakis, so their reasons are given, and the Gemara seems to hold, so these are not the true reasons. Fine. So Al Kaponim, so now we're up to that Abaye held, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breire. Bimtoime I Rabbi Yehuda les Lei Breire, Al Mesfira Lei Krab Yoichinen, De Bereish Kol Aget, בפרק מייסה בהימא, דברין הלכן שכל כולו כוכי סיינו מחזירן זה לזה ביוב. יש רבי יוחנן הולדס אוסו ואין ברירה, רבי יוחנן דאפו סייז, האחים שכל כול, they divided ירושה, so since we hold אין ברירה, so it could very well be that Reuven, who the mice ended up with Shimon's chelik, Shimon ended up with Reuven's chelik, so the mice, they're lekuches, And since the lekuches machziren zelo ze biyoyvo, im kain so Taisu says so Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breire. So Rabbi Yehuda also holds that ha'achim shecholku lekuches hain. Im kain so Taisu asks eich motzo yodo veraglov bebeis hamedrash. So bezoi so Rabbi Yehuda has a tremendous problem. The loy mashkachas, the maisi bikurim el achad balchad ad Yeshua binun. So it'll come out that, all the time when a father dies, he leaves over two children. They divide the Yerusha. So we say you have to return every Yevil, one will, they'll be machlif the kakois, and each one is lakuchas from the other one, so they'll give it back every Yevil. So it's chayza b'yevil. And we'll see soon, Rabbi Yehuda holds, so if it is Chayza B'Yoyvel, so it comes out that each brother only has a Kenyan's money in the Karka, it won't be his forever, because he returns it in Yoyvel. The Gemara says in Gittin that a Kenyan's money is called a Kenyan Peres. That means I only have a schus to use the Karka, it's not my Karka, I have to return it to the Bailam. So it's not my Karka, you only have a Kenyan Peres, a schus for the Peres. There's a machlokes if Kenyan Peres is Kenyan Haguf or not. If I have the Shimush of the Karka, the Peres that the Karka gives out, am I considered the Bailam? Or the Bailam is considered the one who really owns the Karka? So now, the Peres Kachoyvel Isleil Rabbi Yehuda, Kenyan Peres, Lav Kenyan Haguf Tomi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person has a Kenyan Peres is not considered the Bailam. Kabidin yoim o yoimayim. That means if a person sold an eved knani lizman, so now the lekeach has a kinyan peretz, and now the lekeach killed the eved, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's not considered the bailim, the kula of yoim o yoimayim, that if he dies yoim o yoimayim, he's part of a misa, that after the bailim has this kula. He's not a bailim, because he only has a kinyan's money, that's a kinyan peretz. So Memele, we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds two things, and it makes a problematic combination. Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breire, so therefore he should hold Achim Shecholku Lekuches Hein Pechayzren Zel Ezebi Yevil. So it'll come out that every ach that takes over a karke only has a kinyan peiris in the karke. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the kinyan peiris lav ki kinyan aguf. So memele, so if a father died and left over two children, they'll never bring bikurim because he can't say adoma shana satali, it's not his karke, it's yenim's karke, he only has a kinyan peiris in the karke. So come out, the whole din bikurim that the Torah gave will only be possible if a father left over one son. Left over one son, so there's no chalukas ha-yerushi, takes over the whole yerushi. But if more than one son, there won't be a din of bikurim. That's very modne. The Gemara asks such a question gitten on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that, Achim Shecholke Lekuchi, so the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan holds Kinyan Peiris Kinyan Aguf. So Rabbi Yochanan avoided the problem. Oh, but what did Rabbi Yehuda do with the problem? V'yeshloimer demidin yoyma yoymaim ein lilmoid ba'alme, ele gabi mili de'ebed luchud. Dosam ksibi kroi, de kaspoi, petachas yodoi. Taisa says, this terminology of Kinyan Peiris, kikinyan aguf is relative. That means by other places you need a stronger bailus, and by other places a shvacher bailus is sufficient. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yeshu is mesupik, the only mesupik by Evet, because by Rabbi Yeshu is only mesupik by Evet. Dosam ksivi kroy de kaspoy. It says it has to be kaspoy. So it could be a kinyan peiris does not make it kaspoy, but tachas yodoy. But Adoma Hashem Nosatli, maybe that's called Adoma Hashem Nosatli, since he has all the fruits of the kark, that's called Adoma Hashem Nosatli. Mehai Taime, therefore, Taisa says, Lei Maisi Lo Ba Sheleach, Ki Maisi Hi Distei Achuze. It's the Gemara in Asheleach that speaks about the whole sugya of Kinyan Peiris Ki Kinyan Aguf. By Stei Achuze, a person that's Koina Kalka Lizman Ada Yoivu. The Gemara does not bring in the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi who speak about this din Kinyan Peiris Lavka Kinyan Aguf. Why doesn't the Gemara bring in this machlokes by Bikurim? So Al Kochach, you have to say because by Yoyma Yemayim by Beknani, there's a stronger din Bailus that is needed. So if you hold their Kinyan Peiris Lavka Kinyan Aguf, it is not necessary that by Bikurim you'll hold Kinyan Peiris Lavka Kinyan Aguf. That's one teretz. A second teretz, the davke Rabbi Yochanan who the islay hachsvore, the mishum de lekuches hay machziren zeloze. Aval inach ameroi hava omri, the aval gav dein breire ein machziren. That means even though it is not muchach that if you hold dein breire, you hold that the kakois will return biyovu. Ki de kamrinen bereish kol aget. The perik meisa behema, the mechehu da omar rachmona de lahadri biyoivu, yerusha maton aloi, that means even though theoretically every chalukas yerusha is me'ein mecher, because it's not muchach yarshin this, but it could be that the halacha of chazara b'yovel is only not by a theoretical mecha, by a real mecha. I sell my karka for money, so then the Torah said it goes back b'yovel to the mecha. But chalukas hayerusha, even though in lomdis I assume that I can assume that this is not the karka he yarshin mitchila abal kaponim, this is not chazara b'yovel. So Memele, so Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a problem. Rabbi Yochanan said that since your Rabbi Yochanan holds, if you hold ein breire, so it's machziren zelas ebiyovel. No, that's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have to hold like that. Rabbi Yehuda can hold ein breire, but hafal pikein, Rabbi Yehuda can hold that ein chayzlan zelas ebiyovel. But that'll be a problem because I bezoik Rabbi Yechon is an amoire and Rabbi Yehuda is a tane. So if you see from Rabbi Yehuda that he holds ein breire and he holds ein marziren zel zebi yoivos, what did Rabbi Yechon do with Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yechon in loikashe me Rabbi Yehuda that meforish time in mishum bekiyas hanoit. He has to learn that Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. He'll say Rabbi Yehuda holds yesh breire. And the reason why you're not allowed to be mafresh als bekiyas anoy, so memele, shalom al yisrael. Miu, so Taisa says that we took care of Rabbi Yehuda. Miu lo yitoch in tamzele Rabbi Yosi. Da al kochoch lesley, al kochoch Rabbi Yosi does not hold of breire, that's how the Hagos Rav Simcha Midesva says, kemoi she'eforish. He says, Rabbi Yosi does not hold of breire. Rabbi Yosi holds kinyan peiris. He's a mesupik of lavke kinyan aguf. He always could be lavke kinyan aguf. So what is Rabbi Yochanan going to do with Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi is a problem. That's what Tosfos is going to say now. Vim taima. The hoche last layla Rabbi Yosi breire. Here Rabbi Yosi does not hold breire. Ube perik misha orzoi islay breire. Visnan Rabbi Yosi oimer begureshes ve'ena begureshes. By a get in meisi mechaylizeh or shachas koyde misosi, whatever the case is. It says may boisin ayomi begureshes ve'ena begureshes. Alachimayis habegite. So we had learned before that the man Yoma that says Lachimayis Habegite, it's totally in Breire. Imomas Mechelizes Breire, according to Rashi, because he doesn't know if he wants to give a get. Or Shoachas Koidem Misosi is Breire, according to Taisvis, because we don't know what hour the get is going to be. Chal Akoponim, Rabbi Yosi says in the case of Breire that it is a get. So now we have a problem. Here Rabbi Yosi holds ein breire. That's what Abaye wanted to say. And Rabbi Yosi holds by get yesh breire. Uleman de mechalik bereish kol aget bein teile bedas atzme le teile bedas acherim nichen. So Tosfos says there's a man de yomar in Gittin that wants to differentiate between teile bedas atzme and teile bedas acherim. That means as follows. The person, if the asidus will be nisbarer al yodoi, that means like this, a person says, let's think of a poshita case. A person says, ksoim get le ishti, he has two wives that are called Rochel. So write a get for Rochel Bas Yaakov. Which Rochel Bas Yaakov? The one I'll decide tomorrow to get. That one you should write a get for. So that's breire, that's totally in breire. So the Gemara, but that's teila b'das atzme. Who's going to decide which Rochel Bas Yaakov? I'll decide later. So if we see from him that he's going to decide tomorrow, so al kaponim we see now that today he doesn't know which one he wants to give a get. You have to give him 24 hours to think about it. He'll decide tomorrow. So the Gemara says as far as something that is dependent on his birur, on the birur of the masne. Then we hold Ein Breire, because we see Klo, it wasn't Mevura today. You see, Klo wasn't Mevura. He spelled it out, Rochel Bidchaktan, I don't know which one. Tomorrow we'll find out. So then you don't say Breire. Something that's totally Bidas Acherim, that means he says what Yenna will want, Amanashe Yirtzaabe. I want what Yenna wants. So then he can say, then you could say Breire. That means he wants this Rotz now, what Yenna wants. So, Mamel, there's a svara, teila bedas acherim, you say breire, teila bedas atzmai, you don't say breire. So, according, there's one man diyoma gittin that says this. So, according to that man diyoma, Taisva says, I bezeh roni vestir on Rabbi Yosi. By argimor, shneilugim sha'ani osid lahafrish lamocha, that means the breire will come through him. He has to be mevara, which shneilugim will be trume. So then, we hold ein breire. Over there, when he said, that the get should be chal. So that's dependent on the Rabbi Nishlam. The Rabbi Nishlam will decide when the Shoachas Koidem Misosi will be, when the Shas Misa will be. So then you say, yes, Breire. So Taisis now, we Taisi had a stira in Rabbi Yosi. Taisi had a stira in Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi here holds Ein Breire, and Rabbi Yosi in Gittin holds yes, Breire. So Taisa says, Laman de Machalik Bereish Kolaget, Bein Teile Bedas Atzme Le Teile Bedas Acherem, Niche. Ve Rove de Loi Mafli Kosam, Rove does not differentiate, Mefarish taima mishum bekiyas hanoi. So Rav is also no problem in Rav Yosi. Because he'll say, Rav will say that Rav Yosi holds yesh preire, and here the time is also bekiyas hanoi. The rabbi mefarish taima, Rav also holds, Rav Yosi holds yesh preire, and he says a different reason, and you can't do per, because ba'alvim mishum debina reishi sheshira nekor. Rabbi said a nuchesorin that by there's a din by trume b'shas the kriyas Hashem, you have to know which is the trume and which is the shirayim. So therefore, Rabbi said Rabbi Yosi holds that you can't say shnei lugim shani osid ral hafrish because now is the kriyas Hashem and b'shas kriyas Hashem you don't know which is the chulun and which is the trume. So memeile so taisvis fa'emfeld the stirin Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds. By get, yesh breire. And by us, he holds ein breire. So Tosha says, other by us, it's tele bedas atzmai. Or according to Rove, he'll hold yesh breire also, the time is his chayesh lebekiyas anoid. Or according to Rabbe, the time is, he also holds yesh breire, and the time is out, beinan shiren ikot. Umiyu akatikosh, the beperk bakil ma'arvin mashme, the less lebreil Rabbi Yosi. We have another Rabbi Yosi. Gabi Maisa Sheyeshli Babayis Mechulol Al Sela Shetala Biyodi Minakis. A person went and he said that he had money in a kiss. He said, I want to be Mechalol now, this Maisa Sheini, and the Sela Shetala Biyodi Minakis. That means he had a kiss with 20 sloim. And he says, the first Sela I'll pick out from the kiss, I want that on that Sela, the Maisa Sheini should be Mechulam. Now, which will be the first seller? That is Breire. And Rabbi Yosi says over there, Rabbi Yosi Oime Loi Chilo. It's not a Chilo. So we see Rabbi Yosi holds Ein Breire. So now we have a problem. He says Rabbi Yosi holds Ein Breire by Chilo Maisa, and he holds Yesh Breire by Get. He holds Yesh Breire by Get. So now, if you hold the chilik between teila bedas atzmai and teila bedas acherim, that's very good. It's also teila bedas atzmai. What I'll sell a shetala biyodi, what I'm going to pick up. So that's good. But according to the others, it's a lachere shver. V'yesh lachalek mishum dabehi demisha ochzoi. Now Tosis throws in a new svore in Breire. That by Misha Ochzoi, he said that im omos mecheilize, im loy omos mecheilize. That is the Breire. Will he die from this machle? Won't he die from this machle? So that's oimid lizbare bevadai. That's sicher going to become lizbare. Sherei oyichye oyomos. That means, it's oimid lizbare. The suffix is oimid lizbare. So Taisva says, a suffix that's oimid lizbare, so I can give it a halacha of mevurah now. So it's called mevurah. Then you say yesh breire. If it's oimid lizbare, so I say that since there'll be a vadoistik birul later, either one way or the other way, so it has a, so yod yesh breire, it's like mevurah now. V'yesh le'breire, tvei, mehi desela shetala b'yodi minakiz, shemele izbara dobu le'yoylam. Who says that, that means like this, if I would know 100% that he's going to pick up a seller from the kids, now the shayla is, which seller is he going to pick up? So then he would say, yesh breire taka. But here there's another suffix, who says, b'chlal bin izbara, who says he'll ever pick up a seller, maybe the sloan will be stolen. It can be a number of factors that'll never be nisbara. So if it won't be nisbara, so memele, then could be Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. Chiyagavne nuchel taretz the Shmuel ad the Shmuel. So now Tosfos is saying a yesod that Rabbi Yosi holds. Adover she'eini oimed lehisbarer, he holds ein breire. That's what we see from the adover she'eini oimed lehisbarer. He holds ein breire. That's what we see from from Chilul. So now Taisvis is fearing guys that Be'emes and Adobo She'ene Oymed Lizbara, he holds Ein Breire. Now I don't know Taisvis what time before Rove, maybe Taisvis means Meforish time Mishim Bekiyas Hanoid, he'll say pshat als bekiyas anoid. The Taisis brings down Rav Meforash Taime Shem bekiyas anoid, Rav Meforash Taime Mishum Debin Reishi Shesherel Nikorim. Now by Trume, by Shnei Lugim Shani Yosef Lahafrish, you have here Rav and Rabbe that seem to be saying different reasons why you can't do it als bekiyas anoid and als so it would seem that they hold that Rabbi Yossi holds Yesh Breire. And only because of these reasons it's no good. Now we have, and here it's also Ein Oymed Lizbara, who says that it's going to become Lizbara? Shema Yiborka no Yitake. There's a Svor of Ein Breire. So I don't know how this stems with Rav and Rabbi. Taisu says also, but this we confirm for the steer and Shmuel, which Taisu had asked. Shmuel holds by Chalukas Ashut from Main Breire, and Shmuel holds by Get Yesh Breire. So Taisu says, we'll say the same stick there. Chalukas Ashut from, who says they'll ever be Mechalik? So it's not Oymed Lisbar. Mashain came by Get, it's Oymed Lisbar. Let us go further in the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to say that Rabbi Yehuda is not Chayish Lamisa, and Rameir is Chayish Lamisa. That was Dvar, that's what we were up to. Bulei Chayish Rabbi Yehuda Lamisa, Posnan Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Afisha Acheres, Maskin Eloi Shema Tomos Ishtoi. The Mishnah says in Yume that Rabbi Yehuda held that we're misaking another wife for the Kohen Gadol, because Shema Tomos Ishtoi. His wife might die, and the Kohen Gadol will not be able to make the kapore, because as v'chipa badi v'ad beise, beise zo ishtoi. So therefore, we have to make sure he has another wife. And for the Gemara, or itmer alo, omar avhune bereid Rabbi Yeshua, ma lo osu bekapore. This Rabbi Yehuda was machmer, this is Davke, this is kaporas klal Yisrael, there they were chayish, to the, and the smallest chshash, that's kaporas klal Yisrael. But like this, Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish lamisa. Zok Rashi, Shema Tomos Ishtoi Uchsiv, V'kipa Badei V'ad Beisei Beisei Zuhi Ishtoi. So Mar said, Bekapore, Bekaporas Yema Kippurim, Oso Boi Mailo Zu, Shechoshesh Bo Bemidid Loi Chayish Balma. This, there's no way he's chayish for this, but for kaporas klal Yisrael, he was Chayish. Look the Gemara weiter. Bein lamanda oma shema tomus, bein lamanda oma shema tivrach. Now the Gemara asks for that. We heard that Rameya said you cannot make a daifen out of a bein. Here machleik is abayin rabzeira the reason. Abayin said shema tomus, bzeira said shema tivrach, afkamino beef it's kosher, so Shema Tivrach Pasnit, Shema Thomas Pas weiter. So the Gemara says, but it comes out like this: Midi Reise Mechitze Ma'al Yehi Minatayretz Hakoshre Mechitze Rabbonon Hu De Gozru Bo. But Rabbonon Bo Geizer, Rabbonon Bo Geizer, that Rabbonon Bo Geizer, that you shouldn't use this for Mechitze because Shema Tivrach Shema Thomas. So they passed the midrabon. Elo meyato le Rav Meir titmo mishum goylo. Rav Meir said a whole Megillah that what a Baal Chai is not good for. It's not good for doifen lesukin. It's not good for alechi lemovi. It's not good for pasin lebirois. V'loy goylo lekever. It's not good for a goylo lekever. So that means if you make it a goylo, it doesn't have to miss goylo. Like the Gemara, if the whole Indian of Rameir is Minatir, it's a good machitza. Now they pass them with Rabban and Gzeira, Shema Tivrach, Shema Tomus, is Titome Mishem Goyl? So why is that means Minatir, it became a Goyl. So why isn't it Tomei Alz Goyl? Alom Esnan Rab Yehuda Mitame Mishem Goyl, Rab Meir Mitayr. Frag the Gemara, so what's Psha? Ela Oma Rab Acha Bayak. Kosova Rab Meir. Kol mechitze shaymedes beruach eino mechitze. No, Rab Meir is not the Rabbona de Kershoshes. Rab Meir is a deraisa de kepsu. A mechitze shaymedes beruach, that the existence of the mechitze is dependent on ruach, nadov v'shem bei mamish, that is never teres mechitze. Ike da amri, a different lomdus. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov kesover Rav Meir kol mechitze she'ina asuya bidei odom eina mechitze. A mechitze which cannot be man-made, it doesn't have a mechitze. It doesn't have a teres mechitze. So a behemah is not asuya bidei odom, so Meir doesn't have a teres mechitze. Mai binayu. Ike binayu de'ukme binoid tafuach. That he, part of the wall, was supported, or this is the chelik of the wall, he had a blown up noit. He's using this for the wall. Now, this is oimed beruach. That means the whole kiyum of this noit, it's not collapsing, is because it's blown up. So according to the first pshat, that the kol mechitze shemedes buruch ene mechitze, it won't be good. According to the second pshat, that you need a suya b'day odom. So this is a suya b'day odom. He blew up a mechitze. L'man diyom, a mechitze medes beruach, eina mechitze. Eina mechitze, reya medes beruach. L'man diyom, a eina suya b'day odom, reya suya b'day odom. This is a suya b'day odom. And let us see Rashi. Ruach hayim, lav b'day odom. He, shere in ruach biyode lenafre, he can't, a person cannot blow in a ruach hayim. Haymedes beruach, al yedei ruach, something that's oimed because of a ruach. La mechitzu, de ika amidoson dovo shem beimamishu, the whole kiyum is a dovo shem beimamish. De ukme benoid tafuach, he set up a bowl, benoid somach adoif, and ala noid tafuach beruach. הרי יסוי בידי אודם, דרוח זה בידי אודם בו. Now, there are two problems on this sugya, which we have to explain. We had here a whole sugya, Mchlikis, Abaye, Rabzeire, what's the time of Rameya? Abaye said Shema Tomus, Rove said Shema Tivrach, Rabzeire said Shema Tivrach, all of a sudden, the Gemara asked Akasha on Abaye and Rav Zeire, Rav Meir said it's not metametum is goylo. We skipped the Rashi. Let's go back to the Rashi. Bechina beilam an yom atayim ed Rav Meir mishim shem atibrach, beilam an yom mishim shem atomus, tabayim mefoshil Rav Meir, demid arayis em mechitzi, minater etz akosher mechitzi, v'rabon en gozo shem atibrach etomus. Estinach gabi suke emovi yibiroi, Rav Meir luchumra, he passed it. Aber gabi goylo, rameye meiko. Vekiven de midareise botel, zins mina teure des botel, heich jochel de taroi, midei tumas goylo. Mina teure, it has a teres machitze, the botel becomes a goylo. Heich jochel tam de tumas goylo. Alom es nam beire, ben dobe shesh bevulchaim, metami mishim goylo, rameye metai. Would in the Motzel Mifrach me masnis in the law, he could bring a Esa Kasha from the Bereise. The Rameya said, in Oisa, Noisa, Goylo, Lekever. The Tonim, Le Goylo, Lekever. A masnis, Alim, a masnis in Alim, Le Lakshui. This is a Mishneh. That's a Bereise. Why Mishim the Tonim, Etar, Behed, Yelosh, and Kula? That means, Rameya said, in Oisa, Noisa, Goylo, Lekever. That's a little misleading. Maybe means you shouldn't make it for a Goylo. If he made it, could be it is mekabel tumme. So Rashi said before, Rameh really means it's not mekabel tumme. It doesn't become a goyla. But that's not mevur. But here it says, blow in the Mishnah that Rameh says it's toya. But let's now get back to the sugya. So we have over here the Bereisa, Mishnah Rameir says it doesn't become a goylu, and the Gemara slugs up a bayin rabzeira. So l'chayri yatam doesn't make sense. According to me, the teirat akosh ramechitza. So why doesn't it have to miss goylu? So it's a pelech. I mean, they're saying pshat Rameir, and Rameir in the Bereisa says it doesn't a goylu. What did they do? Like this, the Gemara. Now we come to Rav Acha by Yaakov and Shalom al Yisrael, a new Mahalach in Rameya, and what happened with Abayin Rab Zeira? So the Oitzer brings down this Kashe from someone, Sidrei Taris and Eholis, and he says that Rab Meya, according to Abayin and Rab Zeira, the Shemotomus and Shemotivrach is a deraisa de Kipsul, not a drabon in the Kipsul. That means this is that means in Hilchas Mechitzes you need something which will there's no shash misa and there's no shash briche. That means it's the Gemara is chayzer now, so that's a halach in a deraisa de kemechitze. Rav Acha bar Yaakov is like a chaylik on them. He holds like a different pshat in Rav Meir. So this is a new pshat. So we have now a three-way machloikus. What's the pshat of Rav Meir? Now the Goyin says something very interesting. The Goyin says that according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Rav Acha bar Yaakov comes up with a new mahalach, there's a psul of a mechitza ha'oimet beruach. And what's with these other problems? There's another problem. What's with Shema Tomos? What's with Shema Tivrach? I mean, he doesn't speak about it. So the Goyin says, in some Mishin Samach Beis, that Rav Acha bar Yaakov held that the machloikis of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is speaking about a pil kosher. That's a Rav Acha bar Yaakov held. So it's speaking about a pil kosher. That means that Be'emison Rav Yehuda is also Chayish Lamisa. Rav Yehuda is Chayish Lamisa also. Like we had the Gemara, Rav Yehuda is Chayish Lamisa. And it's speaking about a pil kosher. So there's no chayish, there's no chash briche, there's no chash mise. So everything is good. Now there is one problem. It's oimet beruach. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need oimet beruach. And Rav Meir holds, forget, this is a problem of oimet beruach. That's how the Goyin says pshat. A gavucha we see from the Goyin, the Sfas Emes klaus ha-shayle, that if according to Rav Meir, klaus by appeal, if there's a chason of oimet beruach, because I feel that it's gonna die, it's still, you don't need the ruach to be oimet. Or maybe not, maybe this, it's called now, it's the what it is now, it's oimet beruach. So, the Sfas Emes is mesupik, but with the goyin we see that the goyin hold that a pill is also called oimet beruach, even though without the ruach achayim it will, there'll be enough, meat and bone and to support it to be a mechitze. Aval pi kein, it's called a mechitze emedes beruach. Let us see a little further. Omar ma, mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili omru, who were learning about using a balchai for a doifin, for a goylo, mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili omru, af ein koisvin olav gitei noshin, that you're not permitted to write a get on a balchai. By time of the Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Sanya Sefer, it says, because of the Sefer Krisis, only Ella Sefer. Sefer means klaf. Minayin l'rabbeis kol dovo, Talmud Leima, because of lo mikol mokim. So, it's like it's Rashi in Taisvis. Rashi learns, because of lo zeribui, because of lo, he can write on anything. The Torah does not specify what he writes on. And then you have, Sefer is a miyut. So I'm saying, ma tamal loyma seifa. See, I'm a ribu yanamit. Loyma loch ma seifa dovo she'ein be ruachayim. Ve'einei oichel. A seifa does not have a ruachayim. It's not an oichel. Of kol dovo she'ein be ruachayim ve'einei oichel. So that's what we made from seifa. Because of we marbe a luach shaleit and a ola shal zayis. That is kosher leget. Let us see Rashi. If Sefer, because of law, Sefer Krisus, אין לי אלו ספר קלף, מניים לרביס כל דובו, לקויס ואולוב, כגוין לוח עץ ואולו זייס, ככוסף מכל מוקים. ומוצא למכתב ונוסן ביודו ספר קריסס. It could have said, ונוסן ביודו, so the whole וכוסף רשי learns is מיוטה. The whole vakosav is miyuta. So what's the vakosav coming to be marbe? It's coming to be marbe that that you don't need klaf, afilu luach shaleitz, and all the shalzayis is also good. That is what Rabbi Yosi Glili holds. The Rabbonan holds a bal chai is good. So he said like this. If it would say Ba-Sefer, that's a miut. You should write Ba-Sefer. Ha-Shed-Dach-Sif-Sefer L'Sfir-Is-Dvorim-Ba-Alma-Hu-Di-Yosef. It says Sefer. So Sefer means not the Sefer is not what it is written on. The Sefer is you should write A-Sfir-Is-Dvorim-Ba-Alma. Let us see Rashi. Ha-Shed-Dach-Sef-Sefer. No, you have a cause of lo krisus, ba sefer, kide kamren. Dai sefer klafu. Hashta doch siv sefer, ein ze klaf. Vein a cause of medavishi in nichtav olof. The rishash is goes, vein a cause of medavar midovo, she ye nichtav olof. Here's another midovo. That the pasuk is speaking about the thing which it is written on it. Hele divrei haget kori sefer. The nusach haget is called sefer. Sfiras, lulidim istafin, I would say this dvorim should be divrei. Sfiras divrei krisus. It should be a sfira is relating divrei krisus. Dvorim, words she kersim umafridin beinayim. So Bemela, the Pasuk doesn't say because of Krisus ba Sefer, no, a Sefer, a Sipo of Divrei Krisus. So Bemela, so you don't have a Miut, there's no Miut, so everything is good. Let us see Tosfos. Talmud Loima Vekosav Lo Mikol Moke. Bim Taima Eima Vekosav Klal. So Tosfos doesn't understand this whole limud of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi Glili, Reima Vekosav Klal, Sefer Prat, Klal Uprat, Vein Bechlal Olamashe Beprat. So we should darshan Vekosav Ba Sefer, that only a klaf is good, nothing else is good, because it's a klal and a prat. Ba'oi ta'omar besoite beperiko yemevi, ein koisvin loy al haluach, ולא על הניור, ולא על הדפטרה, אלא על המגילה. שנאמר בספר. וחינם הכסיב ספר. וחינם יעבל למפסול כל דבר חוץ ממגילה. Now, let us understand the kasha. So the kasha is, as Basemis explains, that the kasha is as follows. In the Pasuk it says, by Soite, v'kosav eso ha'olois ha'ele ha'koyim ba'sefer. The koyim writes the olois ba'sefer. So you have here a v'kosav, and you have here ba'sefer. V'af al pikein, the Gemara in Soite says that a Megillah, that he can only write a Megillah Soite on a klaf. He can't write on anything else. So you have there a combination of Vakosav Basefer and Afal Pikein, only a klaf is good. And Koismin, Loyala Luach, Bloyala Niyor, Bloyala Diftere, El Ala Megillah, Shenema Basefer, Vakosav Basefer, Vakosav Olois Eila, Akoyim Basefer. Bochinamik Siv Sefer, it says Vakosav Lo Sefer. So just like over there, you say that it means just like over there, we say that it means only a Megillah, only klaf, it also should be the same thing. Bochanami avle lemivsel kol dover chutz mi Megillah. Bein lechalik bein sefer leba sefer. What's the difference? Voi da, so me mele, voi da, bochanami amrine verabon anami kosa besefer kide kamret. If it would say Baseif, I'd be made to you, Rabbi Yosef Glili. So why says Baseif? Mashmish also ilal rabbis kol dovo, she'ein bei ruach hain. So by Emerson, the Sfas Emes asks, he doesn't understand Taisus. The Sfas Emes asks as follows. Rashi had explained Agamore that by Emerson, the word v'kosav is miyuta, because it should have said v'nosan lo seifa krisus. So the whole kosav is muta, v'kosav is coming to be marbe, that he can write on other things. So that's our whole thing. But in the Gemara by Saita, the Vekosav isn't Miyuta. That's telling us Vekosav is only Sa'ila HaKoyim Baseifa. If it won't say this Pasuk, what is in the Seifa? It doesn't say anything else. So it has to say, you write always in the Seifa. Masha'en came by us, it says, Rashi says, V'nosan lo Seifa Krisus. And Mamela, you'll know that it's a Seifa Krisus. So this Fasemis does not understand this Kasha of Taisvus. V'yesh loyma, so the Taisus answers, but Akonim Taisus wants to say Nupshat Nagamot. The Gabi Saita d'chsiv, the cause of us all is Baseifa, ave klal uprat. V'etaka klal uprat? Cause of Baseifa. Ave hoche v'nosan b'yoda chozo v'kolo. So it's a klal prat, a klal, so you need dum yed the prat. Ave gav de bebraise loymaisi klol abasre, ay the Gemot doesn't bring the klal basre, the chbosi ashken bekama dekdushin dektoni bebrais ainli al marzeya naim larabis hasul vasira vamagdach vamichtav tamolim bevulakachta larabis koldova nikir biyad vamuchucha asugi de michlal leprat achlal dorish to the sata bozni bedelos chosav ekolo. So Taisus says sometimes the Gemara can bring a chelik of the drosha, not the whole drosha. So that's what Taisus says, Pshat Na Gemara, that the drosh of Rabbi Yosef Glili is from a klal prat a klal, and therefore by sight there is no klal prat a klal, so there's a klal a prat.